You're listening to the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
I'm Bill Farmer. You're listening to the Pixie Dust Twins Podcast. Gorge! Oh,
all it takes is faith and trust. Oh, and something I forgot. Dust. Just a little bit of pixie dust.
I only hope that we never lose sight of one thing, that it was all started by a mouse.
To live. To live will be an awfully big adventure.
Some imagination, huh?
Good day, mate.
I'm Mary Kate.
And I'm Ashley.
Samantha?
I don't even know it's Samantha.
Danny! Danny, boy, where are you?
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here, and welcome to Muppet Vision 3D.
I may be dead, but I'm still pretty.
Oh, come on, Gar. We're here. Happiest place on Earth.
Shall we begin?
Welcome, Pixie Dusters. We're your favorite hosts. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Ashley. Welcome to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast featuring Dom.
Hello. That's all I got.
And of course, we're produced by Limitless Broadcasting Network.
Make sure you check out our social media after the show. We've got Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube Shorts.
Yes, and also check out our website, limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com.
Yes.
Sammy, we're on our last week of Marvel.
Yeah. I'm not like upset about it. It's okay.
I'm not either.
There wasn't a lot
going
on, you know? Mm-hmm. It is what it is. So.
Yeah. It's fine. I mean, it wasn't terrible. It was just kind of, it was fine. Everything that we saw Marvel-wise was fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
It's okay.
So what are we talking about today? That was just fun.
So we're doing Captain America, Brave New World, which came out a year ago.
Brave New World.
Okay. Thank you.
It's Iron Maiden. So I had to put that in there.
Yeah. Made it much more exciting.
Brave New World.
They should have used that as the theme song, man. What a missed opportunity.
That would have been cool. That would have been very interesting.
What a missed opportunity there. Freaking Marvel, man. Oh, well, this movie is our first. Is it the first?
Yeah, it's his first movie.
First movie, right? With Sam Wilson. Not the, because he was in the show. But not, yeah.
Because there was a fight for Captain America.
All right, so Sam Wilson is officially Captain America in this movie. And it's, his first solo outing since he officially took the shield. Mm-hmm. So there we go. That's what we're doing in this one. And this whole movie is about this big political conspiracy. There's this international incident following the election of Thaddeus Thunderbolt Ross, a.k.a. Harrison Ford, who joined the MCU. Harrison's part of the MCU now. There we go.
How many franchises is he going to join?
I told Robbie, I was like, they must have paid him a lot of money.
A lot of money. I mean, he said it in the interview. Like, that's what the money is for. Crazy, weird stuff. So, not going to lie, as much as I don't care for, like, recasting and stuff. I mean, obviously they had to do it because it was really great to see him. I was like, I'm just happy to see you. I'm just really happy to see you.
Who played the original Thaddeus?
William Hurt. And he died.
William Hurt. So. He died.
Yeah. So he couldn't come back.
I didn't know he died.
Yeah. So they had to recast him if they wanted to do anything with the character. So, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So for this movie, we get to see the Red Hulk in this one. Took him a while, though. I kept asking Robbie, I'm like, when does he do the Hulk thing? When is this going to happen? Yeah. Is he going to turn soon?
I mean, it made sense on when.
I get it. I just knew it was going to happen. I'm like, so when is he going to do it? Like every time you get mad,
there
was
a couple times where I'm like, oh crap.
Yeah. Oh, I was like, here we go. And then, oh no, he didn't do it. No.
You got it under control.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've got Tim Blake Nelson reprising his role as Samuel Stearns from the 2008 Incredible Hulk. And he's a big mastermind behind the scenes, you know, messing with everything. Mm-hmm. And then we've got Joaquin Torres, he played by Danny Ramirez, who takes over the mantle of the Falcon. So he becomes, you know, Sam's.
I love Joaquin. He's adorable.
He's very cute.
Like he's just so, he's very like golden retriever puppy.
He is.
Like, just,
he is absolutely.
That is him. 100%. Yes.
Mm-hmm. He just wants pats on the head. And
he is now one of my new favorites.
Yep. He does. Yes. He's so cute.
He does. Mm.
Yeah, I do like him.
He's like, dang, no one saw that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, you wanted your master to see you do good job. Good boy.
Yeah. So I'm not mad about him being part of this whole thing. Either. Yeah, he's good. And this film introduces adamantium. Mm-hmm. Big hint. As to what's coming. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So as far as reviews, generally, Anthony Mackie, Harrison Ford were praised, you know, of course, could definitely see that. They praised the grounded political thriller that was similar to The Winter Soldier. And but it was, critics felt like the plot was kind of vanilla, recycled, and some of the visual effects were like not as great as they could have been. So that's kind of where it got some of its complaints.
How is it recycled? Like, I've never seen this type of plot before.
I don't know. I guess it's, I mean,
is it from like one of the 2008 ones that weren't like Disney-fied or before Iron Man?
I don't,
like, I'm confused.
I don't know. Or if they just mean like it's kind of your typical Marvel movie, you know, like, ooh, plot. Bad guy. Must
have
take him down.
Have you read the comics? They all have that plot.
I don't know. I don't know if that's what they were looking for. I'm not sure exactly what they meant.
It's saying that this movie was like vanilla or recycled. And I'm like, we haven't had this type of plot before. We haven't had a place where the president is the evil one and someone is like, I don't know where they're coming from, unless there was a bad guy doing bad things behind the scenes that they're talking about. But that's every bad guy.
Yeah, I'm not really sure.
I mean, pretty much everything is recycled. Like nothing, there's nothing really new. But like in, I don't know, like. Yeah, no, I can't think of anything.
But it's not like so close parallel to another Marvel movie. There's still like, yes, everything is recycled. Everything is good versus evil, blah, 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 blah. But there's nothing. It's not like, I mean, it was like a complete almost remake being like of another main movie and like.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I can't think of anything.
Listen,
like.
I don't know.
I mean, unless they're kind of like hinting at like the kind of like how Civil War was, because technically that was also with like Thaddeus was the guy who was like heading that up. But like, I don't know. It's a continuation of that. And like he did that, and now he's like redeeming himself or trying to, you know.
Right.
Well, trying.
Yeah. But I mean, like, yeah, it's a continuation. So I don't feel like you can judge it for that. Right.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. But audiences on Rotten Tomatoes gave it an 80%. It's got a B+ cinema score, you know. So I mean, like, audiences didn't rate it like crappy. You know,
yeah,
which is pretty on par. When the critics hate it, we love it, and when we hate it, the critics love
it.
Yeah,
if you're a critic, it's your job to hate everything. If you're not hating things as a critic, you're not doing your job.
Unless it's pretentious and no one really understands it.
So pretty much anything in Sundance.
Right.
Well, there's some good Sundance movies, to be fair.
No, Sundance, but
there are some
good
pretentious
stuff. Yeah,
ones.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, but they're all pretentious half the time.
I don't know.
Sundance might be the wrong thing. What is
maybe
that?
Maybe I'm pretentious. Possible? I don't know. Like, I like a lot of Sundance movies.
Isn't that Sundance, like the indie pretend? The no, indie it is. Movie. Okay,
mm-hmm. It's indie, but it's like it's kind of like it's not specific. It's open to other categories, right? Like I'm pretty sure wasn't the movie It Follows? Wasn't that Sundance? And that was really good. Like I don't get freaked out by movies. Sure. That movie freaked me out. So
yeah,
I'm thinking old Sundance where it's like. In my mind, I think Sundance, I think of old Sundance where there's only one category and it's all indie and it never makes sense. Like, what's one of them that's coming to my mind? I don't think it was Sundance, but it was
it's like Jim a black Carrey's, and white movie like, where they just see a bunch movie. Of weird. Oh, okay. Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
He's made a few series.
Well, yeah, the black and white movies. I don't know.
Colonel Sunshine of a Spotless Mind and like that one.
Yes, that type of movie is what I'm thinking of, and I can't stand those movies.
You think that was pretentious?
My brother loves them, and he forced me.
I will not stand. I mean, I like slander.
It's depressing. Unless you're telling me you ate
500 Days of Summer. It is depressing.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
but like that I also, don't know. That's real. It's like it's you know it makes you think about stuff and like.
It's
I like
exactly.
It.
It's real. It's depressing. I don't need depressing real life in front of me. I'm already trying to escape that. Like, I need something to make me feel happy.
Oh, I like a variety of films.
So. I need catharsis. Sometimes I just
my
need
brother
catharsis.
Made me. My brother made me watch those movies in high school and college, and I still hate. Not hate him. I love my brother. I still despise him to this day for making me watch that crap.
Mm-hmm. What, the Eternal Sunshine or other ones?
All of it. Any of them. Mm-hmm. That is my brother's genre back in high school. 500
Days of Summer.
Are you going to
slander that movie too? That's a beautiful movie.
Didn't he just hear me say I
she
hate
did
that
say
movie?
She hates that like, one too.
Or did you say I didn't hear that part?
I already said I don't like it.
Yes, she did. Mm-hmm.
I am not a fan.
I like it.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it in a while, but I do it. Like it.
Nope. No, thank you. Moving on.
Okay. All right. Well,
we're going to have to agree to disagree.
Well, back to this movie. So generally speaking, Anthony Mackie is seen as a worthy successor to Chris Evans. Harrison Ford's grumpy energy as President Ross was the highlight. I just love that. Some people did feel like the movie was like a safe bridge between the Marvel phases. And I guess I could see that. Like, there's a lot of setup, right? But we already talked about that last week for Doomsday, which is Marvel does this. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes they put out movies that are literally just mostly designed to set up what's coming as the conflict. Yeah. So, yeah.
They didn't do that in phase one.
Well, things change. You know, unfortunately, not.
I mean, in phase one, they were still feeling their way around in phase one.
Yes. So. Building the universe.
But phase one was very like, okay, we have each of our individuals. We have their individual movies and then we're going to bring them together and have a big movie. And then we're going to go back to individuals because, you know, they have to go their separate ways and then we bring them together. But none of them were like mid setup movies.
I mean, the post-credit scenes were a lot of setup.
I can't think of it.
That's where they did it.
Well,
yeah.
And you know what? That is a better way to do it, in my opinion.
Just do a nice
post-credit. Yeah, it was also necessary. Like, in the first one, it was necessary because they really didn't know if this was going to... I mean, there was a lot of writing on the line with that. So, like, they had to make these movies, like, good enough to be standalone.
True.
On the chance that, you know, the Avengers failed and like this whole MCU thing failed. But obviously it didn't.
And we just had
like,
the
you know,
movies.
Like they had to put in the work of like, okay, this is a shared universe, but we're not focusing on that right now.
And now they do the opposite. Yeah. It's a shared universe.
And I don't like it. I wanted them to go back to what they used
they
to do.
They try, but
we didn't get so much. We didn't get so much at once.
Mm-hmm. It's gotten too big for its britches. Gotten way too big for itself and now it's just like it's all sort of bloated and running into itself and it's like I get it it's like everything's kind of meta now. It's like, you know, everyone goes into a story assuming you've already seen this stuff, but like other people have not seen this stuff. They're like, why should I care about this thing here that they're mean, that's usually what happens before things collapse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wonder how long it's going to take to collapse.
We'll see.
Oh, they're going to write it out as long as they can, but it's eventually.
Oh, for sure. For sure they are. So performance-wise, it earned $414 million worldwide. So it's not like a bomb, but it barely broke even because obviously it cost a lot to do this movie. Mm-hmm. And it sits in the bottom tier of earners like The Eternals and Shang-Chi as far as, you know, performance-wise in the theaters. So, yeah.
I don't think anything's ever going to perform well in the theaters nowadays.
Well, I mean, like, I didn't really like The Eternals. It really wasn't my favorite, but I like Shang-Chi, so I don't know. It's kind of whatever. This movie does actually reference The Eternals. So there's a frozen celestial that was in that movie that's finally referenced. So there's an island called Celestial Island, which is the source of the Adamantium.
So is that what the, okay. Mm-hmm. I was talking to Dan about this beforehand. I'm like, I have no clue where this island came from. Where is the importance of this?
That's why.
It's the Eternals.
But see, that's the problem.
Is that where Adamantium originally came from?
I didn't watch Eternals.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't really remember. Yeah. I didn't like the Eternals that well. Which is sad because I like the actors, but.
Yeah.
I really don't remember.
But yeah, no, we were talking about this earlier. Yeah. Well, because about the Adamantium versus the Vibranium. Yeah, no, we were talking about Adamantium versus Vibranium, and I don't know. Because I know I'm pretty sure Vibranium is exclusively an MCU thing because they couldn't use Adamantium because Fox still owned that, like the rights to that, technically. Because that's technically, X-Men was already... Yeah, X-Men was already talking about it, and then Fox still owned X-Men. But now that it's a whole thing, they can use it. But I don't know if, like, Adamantium was originally from Wakanda, or if that was, in the comics, I mean.
But, I don't know. Yeah. That's a good question. Ashley, is that what you're Googling? Yes. Okay. Ashley's going to see if she can find the answer, because I have not one clue for any of this. I just accept it. Like, whatever. But that's a good question. Oh
no, it originated in the Marvel comics before the movies. It appeared in Daredevil number 13 in February of 1966.
But where was it?
Vibranium or Adamantium?
Vibranium.
Okay.
Hold on. Let's see here. It was not originally Wakandian.
Okay. That was the main question, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Well, featured extensively in the Marvel or the MCU as Wakandian metal, it has been a staple of Marvel comic lore for decades. It was known as anti-metal. That was introduced in Antarctica, is where they originally came in the 1966 backstory.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay.
So yeah.
Okay.
There we go.
All right. Now we know.
We learned things today.
We did learn something. No idea. let's see. What else? So this movie sets up the major Who Are the Real Heroes conflict that carries into Thunderbolts, which we already talked about. And Thunderbolts did come out after this, but I liked it better. So that's why we talked about it first in this movie. Mm-hmm. Again, there's a post-credit scene where they're setting up for Doomsday. I mean... Nothing really happens except that Stearns is talking to Anthony Mackie, Captain America, whatever. And he's like, oh, the others are coming. So, yeah, that's really all that happens in the post-credits.
How goody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, again, setting up really for Doomsday. That's what it is. And they did bring back original characters from the 2008 Incredible Hulk, the leader, Betty Ross, and Thunderbolt Ross. So it's kind of like acknowledging stuff that was previously ignored, which is at least interesting that they did that. So we're acknowledging something that was pre all of this, Iron Man and all of that, that we didn't really talk about before, you know? So,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's what I got for this. So what did we think overall? Was it as terrible as some people implied it was?
No.
I don't think so.
No, either. Not at all. I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it.
I was scared for no reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was that bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, there really isn't anything. I think I was reluctant
this whole time just because we keep talking over each other, Dan. You go first.
No, I didn't. I guess there must be a delay. I lost my train of thought. It did feel like it was like the pacing felt a bit like, I don't know. It was a little fast paced in my opinion. Like, I don't know, but that's probably just a personal nitpicky thing. On the whole, yeah, no, I didn't really find anything wrong with it. Like, yeah, no, I enjoyed. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed seeing Harrison Ford just doing his Harrison Ford thing, to be perfectly honest with you. Mm-hmm. Like, that just made me so happy. Like, it's like he puts on such a grumpy old man persona in his interviews, but you forget the man can actually act. Like, he's still got it, you know? And that made me really happy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys know this. There's, speaking of Harrison Ford, there are documentaries about him, like two different documentaries that kind of encompass him in Disney Plus right now. One about Indiana Jones in general and one about him. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting to watch because there's like a time where he actually said like, I let them think I'm grumpy, and he's actually not. Mm-hmm. Like if you talk to his coworkers, he's not a grumpy old man when he's on set. He's very determined. He's very like, I think one of the people in the interview, like one of the directors or producers said, Harrison Ford is one of the few like actors left that when they get on set, we want to do this right. We want to be prepared. We like, if you're not prepared, he's pissed at you sort of deal. And he respects everyone on set. He respects everyone from the assistants all the way up. Like Harrison is a very, everyone on the thing said he's great to work with.
That's awesome.
Because you know you're going to get quality because of who he is.
Okay.
If you did not know about them, I would go watch them. I would go watch the documentaries on Disney Plus. They were phenomenal to watch. I loved it. Especially learning like where he came from. And someone actually wanted him to change his name for Hollywood. Yeah. And he's like, no, not happening. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. I love Harrison. He is one of my favorite actors as a whole, a person and an actor. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Sorry, I got off on a tangent.
No, you're good.
It's worth it for Harrison Ford.
I loved this movie. It is. I love this movie. I would watch this movie again. I was scared walking into it just because I'm such a Steve Rogers fan. And I'm like, I mean, I love Anthony Mackie and his character in the MCU universe, but just walking into something that's Captain America without Steve Rogers, I'm like, I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I can do it. And I did it, and I'm glad I did. It was very good. Yeah. Joaquin was hilarious.
Very funny.
I love him. I cried when he went down. I'm like, no! No, if he dies, I'm going to be so ticked. He did it. So we're fine. I thought it was very intelligent on how they didn't just literally make him Red Hulk. Like, they showed the progression of him getting angrier, so you can kind of figure it out as you go. So it wasn't just like shoved in your face like I thought they were going to do it. I didn't notice the flashing lights on Isaiah until they actually showed us like in the video. I'm like, oh. So I just thought it was very intelligently written for a what I call second rate Avengers movie because it's not the originals. So second rate's not really, maybe, what's a better word for that?
Second tier?
Second tier? I don't know. Movie. There was another part. Oh, good gravy. Oh, I did love how they showed, what is his name in the movie? I keep saying Anthony, but that's his real name.
Sam Wilson. I loved how they showed
his struggle because he didn't, like, he had a chance. I don't remember him having the chance. It might have been the TV show of taking the serum, and he didn't do it.
Right.
And there was a moment he's like, not, like, when the Red Hulk was up, he's like, I should have taken showing the struggle of him fighting the Hulk and I mean the wings getting ripped off, and I'm like, oh, we're not, like, we're back to not just being like Superman superhero, like,
yeah,
this,
we're not
is
a superhero, like he's
just,
you know, he's a guy, like he is a man,
right, exactly,
he's a guy,
absolutely, yeah,
yep,
yes.
I love how they did that. I mean, he is the Red Hulk. Like, you can't just beat a Hulk.
No.
Right. The Hulk's going to beat you. The only way to beat a Hulk is to calm him
down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I loved how they did it. I absolutely loved it. And I think they did a great job with the movie. And I'm kind of sad I didn't watch it sooner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think if anyone could take up the mantle of Captain America, it's definitely, I mean, obviously it is, but I'm glad that it's Sam Wilson. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people really wanted Bucky to be the next Captain America. I love Bucky, but I don't know. Like, I was thinking about it and I was like, I feel like Sam really has, like, he has the integrity and the nobility of Steve Rogers with the understanding of the world of today. You know?
Right.
And I thought that would fit.
Yes.
So, cause like, As much as we love Steve Rogers, he's still a man of his time, you know, like, and he could do his best, but at the end of the day, like, he wasn't molded by this world, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Which that brought some of the humor to Steve Rogers, like when he would say language and everyone would make fun of him or
okay, Grandpa.
Like, I got that reference or whatever. Yes. Mm-hmm. So it was Grandpa energy and it was great. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
eventually Grandpa's gotta retire.
Like, Sam understands what's going on.
Yes.
Right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess.
Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately. Yeah, no, there was one thing I didn't like? It was so small, but I'm just like, why'd you do that? I can't remember, but I did think it was interesting that they were having, like, Captain America work for the government. And I'm just like, I don't like where this is going.
Yeah.
And right away, I'm like, this is not going to be good. Like, the Avengers, any sort of superhero should not be working for a government. They need to be outside of the government.
Right.
They're supposed to have higher morals than the government. Because let's be real, no government has good morals. Mm, I don't care how good your country looks at the moment. And I'm not talking about our country, like any country, like no government is pure or good or morally sound.
Mm-hmm. And we like had a whole freaking movie about this. So, like, why working for the government superheroes is bad. Like, we kind of covered that.
We did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then Thaddeus wanting to start the Avengers up again.
Mm-hmm.
Which
everyone's obsessed with the Avengers, man.
Like,
you know,
the Avengers didn't just create themselves. They literally had no choice.
Right.
They literally were shoved together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they didn't even want to be shoved together because Iron Man's light. It's always going to be my favorite scene. Does Mother know you weareth her dress?
You weareth her
drapes or whatever.
Yes, drapes. Yes.
Like, they literally were shoved together. And then big Thunderbolt and Rogers is like, would you two stop fighting? Like, it was perfection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they keep trying to reach for it again. And you're just never going to get it. It's always going to be second or third string.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just let it whatever you do, because there's always going to be some other team or some other group of whatever. Just make it its own thing. Don't try to recapture the magic.
Right.
That's when things die, when you try to recapture former magic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
Agreed. Like Thunderbolts, I think they did a really good job of making that their own thing.
Yes.
It was
absolutely
nothing like what it was supposed to be, except stupid what's-her-face called them the New Avengers.
Valentina.
And I just wanted to strangle her.
That's
like, no, they are not the Avengers. They are the Thunderbolts. They are their own thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, gravy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like, I loved what they did with the Thunderbolts. I'm a little concerned about what they're going to do now with, like, Captain America and the new Falcon, even though Sam doesn't think he should be the Falcon. And
that's how it starts.
I hope
don't do the thing. Yeah. Then he does the thing, and that's like, yeah.
And then it's like, okay,
and do the thing, and it's like, shoot,
okay, yeah.
Ugh, guys, it's raining here again.
I'm sorry.
Oh no,
it's been raining all week. It's supposed to rain for another like 5 days. We're in spring.
I'm sorry.
Very annoying.
Yeah,
I got sunlight over here.
That's what happens up here.
Yeah.
We get like 2 weeks of rain, and it's annoying.
Mm-hmm. It's supposed to rain.
Come back and suffer with me, please.
No.
You don't miss the Midwest rain season.
No.
Mm-mm. You know, Florida hasn't gone anywhere. Actually, Michigan Florida hasn't gone anywhere.
All the sunshine,
year round summer with 2 weeks of winter. I mean, you know. I'm just saying.
If you could find me and Brett jobs, we would come down in a heartbeat. Because I'd make him.
What would you like
but
to do?
We can't up and move. We don't have the money.
Dan will find you something.
Or
in
if
Orlando,
I don't,
we don't
I know
want
very
Tampa.
Resourceful people.
There you go.
I am dating a very resourceful person.
Aurora seems like it, so.
Yes, I could see that.
Just ask her. Mm-hmm. She'll find you a job.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, you do this here. Here's
I've
this
got
person.
Five
oh.
things no, for you to do. Here you go.
That is literally her.
See? There you go.
Goodness. Sorry, I heard the rain and I got off topic. Anything else after. For Brave New World?
It's fine.
It's good.
I mean, I think we kind of covered it, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Better go than implied. Ooh. Yeah.
Yes.
Which is good.
Yes. So much better than implied.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll be honest. I was very happy about Marvel Month. Normally I'm not. Normally I don't like what I'm watching unless it's like Hawkeye.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I was surprised.
See?
Pleasantly surprised for this month.
There you go.
I wasn't the biggest fan of Ironheart, but everything else was very, very nice.
Yeah. Not bad.
Good job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Marvel, you're doing a little bit better.
Yes.
Let's
stay on track.
Figuring out the Marvel things.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Let's stay on track with this. That would be nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yep. All right. Anything else you guys want to add?
No. I have nothing.
Okay. Well, Pixie Nesters, I hope you enjoyed our Marvel month. If you have not watched like some of the things we talked about, Thunderbolts, Ironheart, the new Daredevil, which is not a reboot. It is a continuation. Mm-hmm. So go back to Netflix if you haven't watched the first one. And Captain America, we suggest checking everything out because even I, Ashley, who despises this month, says to check it out.
There
so
you
that
go.
Tells you something.
There
right
you go.
There you go.
That tells you.
Very true.
Something. Everyone have a great rest of your week. We will see you next month for April, which is going to be movies based on books.
Yes.
I'm so excited. Actually, it's media because we're also doing a TV series. So media based on books.
Media based.
Mm-hmm. Or as Dan just called it, Ashley's
it
month.
It is kind of Ashley's month.
It is. It really is.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Later.
Thanks for listening to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast featuring Dan. The show is written and produced by Ashley and Sammy, except for those manifestos, which are all written by Dan himself. Intro and audio editing by Sammy, logo created by Ashley. The show is produced as part of the Limitless Broadcasting Network. Make sure you check out all of our other shows and have a magical day.